Night of Hunters is a song cycle that begins with a shattering of a relationship as the sun begins to slowly disappear and dusk moves in. Shattering Sea. Alone in an old Georgian house on the River Bandon on the outskirts of Kinsale, Ireland, Tori begins to piece together what has just happened. The hymn in Tori's life, we learn, carries the force of tide and wave as she carries the force of fire. Snowblind. She soon meets a shape-shifting creature named Annabelle, who appears firstly to Tori as a fox and explains to her that only with the night and darkness can we truly begin to see with our inner eyes. Annabelle suggests that a missing fragment in the couple's story lies back in ancient Ireland. She encourages Tori to allow herself to cross time and space and go back in time mentally to where this couple walked these same hills, but in Ireland's mythic past. Battle of Trees. With Annabelle's ability to see the past, Tori reclaims a key fragment of her past with him. This epic battle took place possibly around 3,000 years ago. The battle was not only for those with physical weapons, but always included poets on both sides who used the ancient BLN tree alphabet to fight each other. The power of the poet in ancient Ireland was unlike anything in our modern world. But a poet's wrath, if skillfully turned on a ruler of an opposing army, could shame them to such an extent that a psychological advantage could be achieved for the poet's army. Eventually in ancient Ireland, as invasions grew steadily on the island, the respect for the goddess in all her aspects was supplanted by those who worshipped the thunder god in all his many forms. Our couple fought on the same side as poets against these invaders. We all know that the goddess-worshipping culture was subjugated by the thunder god and then by Christianity, which suppressed any inkling of the goddess culture even further. Fearlessness. Tori collects another memory of her recent past with him. Doubt and blame seem to have come between the couple. Here their life on the sea comes to life. On their recent Atlantic crossing on his sailboat from the New World to the Old World, outside forces begin to pull them apart, so that by the end of the song we hear, then that was when the blame began. What were once two forces joined in fearlessness? Cactus Practice. Annabelle then shares her view of the couple and makes Tori aware that every couple has a version of what they call the truth. Annabelle tells Tori to call all that lies beneath both stories back to her own fire and to embrace the truth of what she finds. Annabelle has turned into her goose shape. Annabelle offers Tori an elixir of cactus to open up Tori's vision and her heart so that she can actually claim her part in this shattering separation from him. As with any elixir, its job is to take the participant to a depth of feeling and understanding that they have not been able to achieve in the cold light of day. Star Whisperer. Tori begins to sing directly to his soul. She refers to him as you for the first time in her song cycle. He begins to have a voice and perspective as he speaks to her through different instruments. Job's Coffin. Annabelle, as Fox, asks Tori about the day she abandoned her force of fire. She also warns us that there is a grid of disempowerment and that all forces are being called to dismantle this. As the constellation Job's Coffin looks down on Earth, we learn that Annabelle is here to call all forces back online. She explains that looming in our present reality, there exists a power of old who wanted Earth to be controlled. Nautical Twilight. Tori reveals when she turned her back on her own force of fire. I abandoned it, rupturing a delicate balance when I left my world for his. She now sees what this has done to imbalance their relationship. She expands on the idea Annabelle planted in Job's coffin about a power of old who wanted Earth to be controlled. The consequence of any force turning their back on their own power is no different than using it for destructive purposes. Tori realizes she must make the choice to reactivate her inner life force. Your ghost. Tori is singing to him after having met his ghost. Your ghost has shown me our primroses could survive the frost if a gentle rivulet of flame is sustained tenderly. She acknowledges she created a forest of glass, and that she understands now that he was also wounded in the shattering of their relationship. She also tells him that both of their forces have the power to heal what was cut and bruised. Edge of the Moon. This reveals a vow that he made to Tori. She begins to remember what their relationship was like before the two of them allowed outside forces to pull them apart. In both Your Ghost and Edge of the Moon, we hear that there is a depth of feeling that still exists between the couple. The blame and the anger each had towards the other is transmuting itself into a place where the depth of their love for each other is stronger than the damage that was done to their relationship. The Chase. Annabelle announces she must go and is going to leave Tori with the Fire Muse. The Fire Muse reveals herself through an actual flaming life-size fire that Annabelle dances around, getting Tori to show the Fire Muse the riddle she has been taught. Annabelle explains that she, in her fox goose form, is the hunter and the hunted, which carries the force of duality and neutrality. Although a different kind of hunter-predator force seems to be closing in around them, Annabelle must continue on her mission of calling all forces to wake and to use their powers to outcreate the forces who have chosen to use their power for destructive purposes. The riddle Annabelle has taught Tori is old magic and is teaching her the skill of shape-shifting from the hunted to the hunter, Annabelle's power. She warns Tori that out there, in order to survive the predators, she must outthink them, outcreate them, and apply everything Annabelle has taught her, or she could literally lose her head. Night of Hunters. The Fire Muse begins her message to Tori with, "Rose so red, this night of hunters, find love instead of their blood by your thorn." The Fire Muse acknowledges that some of the dark forces gathering hunt for power, others to invade children's dreams. Tori's first instinct is to seek revenge against these dark forces. The Fire Muse explains that the children's dreams must be reclaimed. With the assistance of the Seven Sisters, a frequency is put into place to watch over the children's dreams and guard them against the dark forces that would invade these children. Seven Sisters. The Seven Sisters are bringing Tori to the Force Love, and for the first time she has gratitude for the people that have come into her life, and even though they may leave for whatever reason, they are not truly gone. Carrie. With the dawn comes the sentiment, "You will not ever be forgotten by me. In the procession of the mighty stars, your name is sung and tattooed now on my heart. Here I will carry you forever."